The New York Public Interest Research Group studied 59 municipalities that have voted to permit hydrofracking in the past few years, if New York State approves the process. The report found numerous questionable activities, including local elected officials holding gas leases and town attorneys who also represented oil and gas companies. NYPERG's Blair Horner says under the state's lax lobbying laws, though, most of the behavior is allowed.
The point is that important decisions are being pushed down to the local government level, and there are inadequate conflict of interest and disclosure safeguards that we think the public should have.
The group's Russ Haven says gaping holes in the state's lobbying laws for local governments allow most of the activity to go on unchecked.
There's a huge loophole in state law. It says if you're lobbying local government, even if you're a big lobby firm, you don't have to disclose when you lobby local governments that have 50,000 or fewer residents. Why is that? It doesn't make any sense. It's not a burden on the small locality, which arguably has few resources and staff. It's up to the lobby firm, which already has to meet a threshold of spending at least $5,000 on behalf of a client or being billed $5,000. There's really no reason for this.
The report says the town of Sanford in Broome County in the state's southern tier is the poster child for the problem. Their research finds the town supervisor made $3 million through gas leases. The then town clerk and a council member had leases with gas companies, and the town itself had cut a deal with a subsidiary of ExxonMobil. The study also found that in many cases, the public was not given advance notice of the actions. And a number of the votes were on resolutions, not actual legislation. Resolutions are not subject to the state's lobbying laws, another loophole that the group says needs to be closed. Some in state government, including at one point Governor Cuomo, said that communities that have shown they want fracking through votes by their local governments should perhaps be allowed to have it. Haven says based on the evidence in the report, it can't be assumed that these communities held a fair vote.
We think there's reason for the public to feel, if not a cloud, there's a fog over what's happened. And it's very hard to have confidence in the integrity of what happened.
The report did find that in some cases the process appeared to be completely fair. The public was properly notified, and council members and outside attorneys gave both sides of the argument. NYPERG did not examine votes taken in municipalities that voted to ban fracking. The group is against the gas drilling process. But Horner and Haven say their main point is that citizens need to know more about the lobbyists who influence their local governments, whether they are for or against fracking, or have other potential conflicts of interest that should be disclosed. The group is calling on Governor Cuomo to lead the effort to modernize the state's lobbying laws for local governments. A spokesman for the governor says the report will be reviewed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.